Thank you for joining me in raising our vibration together. This is Lisa Gollis. Please feel free to visit my website at www.mysoulcenter.com. You will find a lot of information there that you just will not find on this podcast. I hope you enjoy the journey with me today, and I look forward to getting to know you over time. Thank you. Namaste. The old ego versus the new ego, which is actually the original ego, and how it relates to manifesting your reality currently. The way we have known ego has really gotten a bad rap. Just like the 4-year-old child whose parents have never set any boundaries or implemented any rules, the behavior itself is what is out of control. The child is good. Our egos are good and utterly needed to work in harmony with us. In the ego's original design, it created that sense of fear or fight or flight feeling within us only to protect us. Us being the incarnate spiritual being, it is also designed perfectly to know matter, to know how to work with the energies we call matter. In its original state, when the heart, which is your soul or higher self or whatever word you have for that, has a prompting, it is the ego that knows how to make it manifest. You can look at this. The heart is the magnetic field of attraction. The mind, or ego, is the fuel that charges up and runs your magnetic field. In order to run in high efficiency, you need to use the correct fuel. The new or original ego, and I say original because it's how it was originally created. We've just played the game to the utmost degree. But anyway, the original ego is run on high test fuel. The old ego, which is a fear-based ego, is diesel. Now remember, you are the alchemist of your life, and only you can change the fuel that drives your life. The people in Lumeria knew this. They lived like this. It was perfect in every way. Then, on a spiritual level, we decided to up the games, that is, life and matter, the difficulty level to the games. This gave birth to the Atlanteans. What an amazing game that was. Duality was so intense that the incarnating human started to forget what was real. We started to look to the field of matter as real, all the while still able to harness the combined energy of the heart and the ego mind. With the end times of Atlantis, we gave birth to where we are now. Eons lost with an ego that forgot about its true partnership. In this current age, our spirit lovingly and willingly let go of the partnership with the ego as the ego became more dominant in the field of matter. We, us humans, immersed ourselves deep into the dark ages, hiding the light of our soul by the growing ego that loved power, control, and dominance. The ego, by itself, cannot see the light of anything, nor, in its current state, does it even want to. It lives in fear to the 10th degree. Fear of loss, fear of lack, fear of so many things, including fear of each other. In that fear, we create a world that reflects our personal and collective energy. And wars and crimes rage on. If we truly realize just how powerful we are, both individually as well as collectively, we would never need to pick up a gun again, nor strike our neighbor for our own ignorance. Our personal jobs right now, and have been for over the last century, actually a lot longer, but let's just keep it simple, is to restore our egos, our mind, to its original state of grace. That is not going to happen by wishing it to become that or visualizing it to become that. You must change the energetic field in which your ego lives. That is to say, change your mind about your place within the world around you and within you. Remember, you are your own alchemist. Like the spoiled child, you cannot tell him or her, okay, tomorrow when you wake up, you are going to work in harmony with everyone and everything around you. The words and concept are foreign to the child. It never had to live like that before. So the parents must consistently teach the child what that looks like and how to behave. We too must do that with our egos. First and foremost, clear the heart center. So many people's heart center is darkened by issues of negative emotions. All that diesel fuel clogging up the superhighways within. You must first be clear in your heart for the energy of change to truly reach the ego. Get out of victim mode. No one has done anything to you. Every single thing in your reality, right from birth, you invited into your life from the soul realm for your experience on earth. We have looked to blame someone for a very long time for our hard times on earth. We are responsible for it all. We have lived through whatever hard times to help us grow spiritually. If we don't grow, we get to live through another hard lesson again until one day we finally say, ah, now I get it. Especially work through your judgments. It is your own perception of judgment that keeps the unified field of oneness separate from your ego. The unified field cannot live in a state of separateness where any negative vibrations live. Manifesting reality in the old energy. The heart center is an amazing field of magnetic frequency that is constantly pulling to you all that you need for your personal growth. Remember, living this life is not about making money, accumulating titles of degree, or how many toys and gadgets we can accumulate before we leave this earth. However, any and all of those things can certainly enhance our ability to be in service. Life is truly about being in service to the greater good. It is really about losing our egoic identity, that need to be this, that, or the other thing, and then blaming others or conditions when we have not achieved our ego status of desire. In order to wake up to who, in fact, you have always been, a great spiritual being in service to the greater good of all life, your heart field will bring into your creation, powered by whatever is on your egoic mind, into your reality for the sole purpose of growth into your fullness of being. So every relationship you ever had, every job you've ever taken, every person who cut you off on the highway or harmed you in some way, was purposely placed in your life so you can change the way you feel about whatever. When all we do is get mad or blameful, you seem to get stuck in the reality of your creation. Oh, the players may change, but the core energy of it all does not. How many of us seem to attract the same kind of person into our lives for intimacy or work environments and so on? That's simply the universe giving us an opportunity to see the me in the situation. Mostly we say, ah, that person was an asshole, or my work environment sucks. But rarely do we say, what in me is like that? How do I change me so I can change my outer reality? So how do we become the alchemist of our own lives? look at your ego mind as a series of well-trodden pathways of experienced emotions. Let's say, for example, someone called you lazy today. You get furious and start to justify all the reasons why you are not lazy. Where inside of you is that really coming from? Our present moment? Rarely. The neurons in your brain are hardwired to the feelings that you had, most likely as a child, when someone close to you called you that same thing, and you are pulling all those feelings and justifications up to your present moment and reliving them. So you keep yourself trapped in the past and add more diesel fuel to your magnetic grid. The alchemist within needs to stop in any given negative feeling immediately and go deep within to find out the true source of your negative feeling and change it. It's not enough to acknowledge that mom called me lazy all the time and that is really what you're feeling. You must change the feelings from the event itself. This truly changes your vibration and starts to add the high test fuel to your life. Do this consistently, diligently, and you will transform both your inner life and your outer life. You will have cleared your ego back to its original state of partnership with the heart or soul. You will find all of your needs are taken care of, often before you even realized you had a need. You will also find the focus of your life changes, and the ego mind remembers why we are here in the field of created matter to begin with, and it gets excited with its new role. Not that it doesn't teeter back into old behavior, but by now you are utterly aware of what is really happening and in charge of it all. In the true partnership of heart and mind, manifesting is effortless. The heart feels a desire, the mind is already pouring the fuel onto your grid to make it manifest. Be clear within you that it is truly your heart's desire and not your ego desire. Before I close, there is something I do want to be clear about. Sometimes our desires include someone else. They have their own lessons that perhaps we are to amplify within our relationship. Let's just use an example of you owe someone money and you really want to pay them back, and you seem to be able to manifest everything else around you except that. It may be that that person you owe money to needs to learn charity, true charity. Your inability to pay them back continues to give them the opportunity to be charitable. Oftentimes, they just get mad and turn deeper into distrust. But that is the game of life. We are all here to serve each other in whatever way is needed for the higher good. In humble service to all, namaste.